USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He's been on the defense about some comments made at the first Democratic presidential candidate's debate a couple of weeks ago about working with segregationists in the U.S. Senate to get things done years ago. Now the Democratic frontrunner, Joe Biden, is expressing regret for having made those comments.
Now, was I wrong a few weeks ago to somehow give the impression to people that I was praising those men who I successfully opposed time and again? Yes, I was. I regret it.
Biden speaking to a largely African-American audience in South Carolina yesterday. Disney Channel star Cameron Boyce has died at 20. His family confirming he passed away in his sleep yesterday after a seizure associated with an ongoing medical condition. He had been a star in the popular Disney Channel film series Descendants. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
California's governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom, is often at odds with President Trump and his policies, but he says they're working together following two very strong earthquakes in Southern California, a 6.4 magnitude centered in Ridgecrest on Thursday and a 7.1 magnitude in the same area on Friday night.
There's no doubt in my mind after talking with the president, he's committed the long haul, the long run, to help support the rebuilding efforts.
There's been a lot of structural damage in the earthquake zone, but luckily no fatalities or major injuries from the two quakes. The British ambassador to the U.S. calling President Trump and the Trump administration, quote, inept and uniquely dysfunctional. Kim Darroch making the comments in leaked diplomatic memos that have been published in a London newspaper today. Natural gas suspected in a blast at a Florida shopping center yesterday that injured over 20 people. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Iran is threatening to break the nuclear deal that it made with world powers back in 2015. In a live news conference earlier today, senior officials said Tehran will reduce its commitments to the Iran nuclear deal every 60 days, unless world powers who agreed to the deal move to protect Iran from U.S. sanctions. Under the nuclear deal, Iran can enrich uranium below the level needed for nuclear weapons, but Iran's claimed that it's been doing otherwise, and its energy spokesman says it's now enriching that uranium to fuel a power plant and is prepared to do it at any level and at any amount as it wishes. Presidential candidate Kamala Harris is rising in the polls, the senator from California surging in a new Quinnipiac University survey, which places her second in the race for the presidential nomination of the Democratic Party. It shows her with 20% voter support, close behind former VP Joe Biden, who's fallen to 22%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's coming in third with 14%, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has slipped to 13%. And a NASCAR race in Daytona postponed because of severe weather. Heavy rains yesterday led to NASCAR officials deciding to reset the Coke Zero Sugar 400 for today. And remember, we are online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.